specify which trees fall on the applicant's side.
That's not our.
Well, we had a long discussion about, you know, which side, which trees were on which side, and there's a survey that adequately shows their line.
Right. I would say that the boundary's been delineated by a surveyor, and there's pins out there, so, you know, it's been marked.
Yes, Kevin.
I think the intent of a risk assessment was to assess the whole property line, both sides, the trees that affect them. Now, the ones that are on the other property owner, that's on them, and they, that's why I said they may not be happy with some of the.
With the result.
Determination, but I think in fairness, that was the intent, was a risk assessment of that property line.
So the arborist should be marking the trees that he feels are unsafe on both sides of the property line?
Along the property line, yes.
I don't think that this would be fair if that wasn't done.
Well, I guess my question would be, would it be fair to put the burden on the applicant to identify trees on the neighboring property?
No, I don't think so.
That are unsafe?
Well, then there's, that needs to be a conversation with them to have them say, no, we don't want any part of that. But I don't know, I'm just raising the question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin, I misunderstood. I thought the onus was on us to survey the trees that were on our property, being that they were the ones that we were involved with.
Right, and they're your responsibility to, yes, I agree.
The only problem would have an arborist go over on the other property that he's actually trespassing without permission.
Well, that's the position you want to take, yeah.
Yeah, and the, as I understand it, and the chief complaint that I heard on several occasions from the association was the trees that were on the applicant's property that were falling over onto the community association property. And that at the last meeting, there were complaints that they had made to the owner, and the owner had responded.
That's what I recall as well.
Right, that's what I recall as being the issue. So I don't know that they were concerned so much with the trees on their side. Margaret's shaking her head that they were.
The trees that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, the trees that we were concerned about and why we voiced opinions were the trees on Mr. Rosado's side.
Right, because that's the one.
That was the only issue.
Right.
Okay, then it's clear that you're not concerned about your own trees.
I can't speak for the community. I'm not on the board. I'm just here out of interest to see the progress that we made. I can't speak for the board.
Fundamentally, we should only stay on the applicant's.
But you are.
I've never said that they don't care about any.
Right, and of course, Kevin didn't mean it in that regard, that they didn't care.
Right.
He just meant that it wasn't a concern that they were raising this evening, because they didn't send anyone from the board to raise that concern today.
As long as we're clear about that, yeah, we're only right to stay on the applicant's.
And I recall us having that conversation, Kevin, at the meeting, but I think it was clear from the people who were speaking, they were concerned about Mr. Rosado's, well, the trees on the applicant's property, because it's actually Milford Farmhouse.
Milford Farmhouse.
They were concerned about Milford Farmhouse's property, and they were concerned about that entire line, because originally we were talking about just removing trees where the auto zone was, but not, but they were concerned about all the way back, right. Correct, Mrs. Harris?
I believe you stated that, like.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what else should we know about the plans that are in front of us in terms of the requests that you've already addressed?
Supervisors are the different bodies, so they don't attend the planning commission meetings, and they'd like to know what this is all about.
Right. I give an overview of the project. So, I mean, it's, you know, two doors down. Looking at developing a portion of the property to construct an auto zone store. It's going to have parking, an on-lot septic system, public water, stormwater management in the rear, similar to what you see in the Dollar General next door, a basin. We've gone through and, as was discussed, we've, you know, tried to meet all the conditions. I think we've met all of them. We're asking for conditional approval, because there are some that are still outstanding. That would be, this isn't the full list, it would be in the letter, but the MPDS permit and the corresponding ENS approval, We're still coordinating with PennDOT regarding the need for any kind of permitting through them. We've reviewed the landscaping, reviewed the trees, and so it's a pretty straightforward project from a design standpoint.
One thing that hasn't been discussed tonight is the meeting the requirements of 426.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually doing a sunk-in floor that would handle any spills inside, so nothing would travel outside the building.
I think you also made some changes aesthetically. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there was, if you forgive me, this is before my involvement, but mm-hmm. I remember the wellhead protection zone was mentioned, and then some architectural changes that came out of the conditional use from a typical auto zone.
Right. And I just want to confirm, because I know that Carmen's on here also, and I think there's a representative from the property owner. I just want to confirm that the conditional use, the hours of operation were going to be 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Is that correct, Carmen?
Tony, you have me at a disadvantage. I don't recall it exactly, but yep. I do know
it's
that condition
on the plan.
Is on the property.
It's on the plan.
Right. Okay.
That is what's written on the plan. 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday,
right.
And 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday.
And
however,
deliveries.
Hours of construction
right.
are limited to Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7.
And
no construction on Sunday. There's also a condition here. Applicant agrees not to have security cameras mm-hmm. pointed in the direction of the neighboring residential properties. But I don't see anything on here regarding the facade.
So we had...
Well, the special exterior is part of that plan set. If you
yes,
look at
okay.
that
number,
plan set.
It's number 7 in the conditions. It's the the final building elevations and exterior finishes.
Okay, very good. Yes, mm-hmm. you're right. During the land development process. So it's
So that was actually a planning commission comment that we added those sheets to this plan set.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
I think you're...
I don't think that's the right sheet.
No, it's not. It's not
it doesn't look it.
Where's your facade?
I thought they were towards the end.
It should be the last sheet in the set.
Yeah. The last
colored elevations.
Yeah, if you go right to the end of the set, they'll be there.
Thanks, Carmen.
Yeah, a little fancier.
Yeah.
So it's going to have some brick
mm-hmm.
on the exterior. And the coloring, I mean, tell me about how the coloring is compared to what's on the paper. Is it going to be...
So the normal AutoZone colors of red and orange have not been provided on this particular site at the request. We did work with the planning commission to come up with a special exterior, but you'll see the colors and the materials are a little bit more muted. They're a little bit more natural in color, as is the material. So you don't have the standard AutoZone red and orange. You don't have the standard AutoZone painted block. This is a very unique and special architecture. As we worked with the planning board through a couple of different alliterations to come up with this design.
Very good. So the coloring that's on here, that's sort of earth tone-like mm-hmm. to a great extent, is a relatively accurate color.
As accurate as the architect could reintroduce on the plan set, but you'll see that he does have the material specifications listed. So he's got the material types and the colors listed, and that gives you a little bit more representation of what it will look like.
I see the ledge stone or similar. Siding color, autumn tan.
Is there a signage page in that plan development?
Clear finish aluminum storefront with evergreen glass. Concrete filled pipe bollards. Great. And this was what I recall Roman talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Warwick store, was that?
Yeah, Warwick store.
Okay. Did you want to look at this?
I'm getting the idea, but
okay.
Not savvy enough to ask another question about the design element.
That's okay.
But it's similar to the one in Warwick?
Warwick.
Yeah. I'm just there.
We appreciate the time that you've taken to work with the Planning Commission and the willingness to acquiesce to some of the requests that were made.
You're very welcome. You know, we appreciate the time and effort of all the boards.
Okay, so you don't want this sign because we want a revised one that includes the arborist language on it.
You're going to put the arborist language on.
Now, do you want us to draft the language for that note and send it to you for review?
No, I have the language here. Shahana, if you want to make a copy of my letter prior to the issuance of the certificate of occupancy, the one that's in the packet, and that would be the additional condition.
Got it.
Okay.
So if we put that under under the conditional use approval, maybe as like another item, would that be acceptable?
Yes, and in fact, the way I did it, the way it was recommended at the Planning Commission level was the 13, the 15 conditional use conditions with this additional condition. That's how we spoke about it.
So let me make a copy of that same letter?
Yes.
So is it appropriate for the board to authorize it pending receipt of the...
Pending receipt of the revised plan.
Right, and then we just sign after the plan has come in and you know, it's been verified that the language is as you request.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this?
Anyone else?
We'll take a vote. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the land development application submitted by the applicant with the additional language being added to the plan as per the recommendation from the Planning Commission that the applicant has agreed to be verified that it is actually on there before signature.
And that the landscape plan.
And that the landscape plan is adequately addresses the arborist recommendations for removal of hazardous trees on the property.
I will second that motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So passed.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Engagement.
Thank you,
Ms. Harris, if your neighbor would like to look at the plan to see what the different facade is going to look like, it will be here. And he can come in and look at it during regular office hours.
Okay. Is it online also?
I think it is on our website now.
Yeah, it's on the website.
I believe it's on the website.
You probably have to scroll to the very back of the plan.
I think it was online. Something happened.
But that's available.
And Pete's working on getting it back up there. Yeah, some kind of problem with a cache.
Okay. Well, when in doubt, there is a physical. It's probably easier to look at it on paper anyway.
Well, we just looked it up today.
It is.
I was down in your office. Wanted to see if it was on there, and it wasn't on there as of earlier today.
All right, thank you.
Today.
I'll let them know.
Take care. Have a good night.
You don't know where
thank
it went.
You.
Okay, engagement of Fuller Engineering for Act 537. Where are we at with that, Bob?
I spoke to John today, and he said for 407, the data center, and Act 537 plan, we'd be looking at a total between 4,000 and 6,000 at the most.
And that includes the warehouse standards also.
Right, includes the warehouse standards too.
Thank you.
Which is a very good deal.
Yes.
Just an Act 537 plan alone. What do they cost, Donnie?
25.
I'm at 125,000.
125.
I was going to say.
In one township. And we still don't have it approved.
Yeah.
Well, is that for a draft or is that for?
That's for
all the way through the process.
All the way through the process.
All the way through the process.
$125,000.
No, I'm talking about John's.
No, no, no. John's price. John's. I'm asking about John's price because I don't have a
does
document.
Does he give us anything in writing?
I can ask him to.
Can I send an email?
Yeah.
Yeah, just something in writing, would you please?
He just said it's easier to just group everything together in one price.
Well, that's
fine
too.
Which would be fine, but it would be good if it told us exactly how far through the process that would cover. Because we know that 537 plan will go back and forth.
Oh, he knows
that. Oh, I saw him over there.
Yeah, but we want to make sure that it's
I discussed
clear.
That with him when he gave me that price.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you want me to hand it to him?
Yes.
And his answer was, he's not looking to make money on us. He makes his money on engineering.
He's been fantastic to,
he's very good.
To deal with, and that's one of the reasons that we like to have him in that role. We're very grateful for his support.
I think the supervisors have to use discretion with the 537, and this is going to take a couple of years to get through DEP and that. That if he were to give you a nominal bill in the end, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Indeed, I think we would be reasonable, but I think we should be clear on what the price covers and what it doesn't cover, not just to be fair to us, but to be fair to him.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, moving on, the Constitution Avenue Bridge update. I feel that should just be taken off the...
Yeah, that we can take off now.
Because they made up their mind and they're not going to do anything with it, so...
Let's put it in their words. They're not going to put any county money towards repairing it or anybody else's money.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Hydrant fee inflammation, Milford Water Authority.
Is there any update? I didn't hear that.
I sent a letter to John Claymeyer, and I haven't had a response yet, but hopefully we'll hear something before the next meeting.
Okay.
Motion to table.
I will probably see John next week. So.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night, Kevin.
Thanks,
good night, Kevin.
Kevin.
Thank you.
Request for use of the meeting room, Hickory Hills, April 30th.
Fred had his hand up.
Oh.
Just a quick question on the Milford Water Authority. Their original correspondence was going to be posted on the website, right, saying that you weren't going to be responsible for any of the hydrant fees. Was that ever put up there? Because I looked for it,
yes.
I couldn't find it. Is it up there?
It's on the front page, hydrant bill correspondence.
Okay.
You gotta scroll.
You gotta scroll.
No. It's kind of on the top, on the first page.
Yeah, when we looked at it today, it was right there.
It's near the top.
And
very
so
good.
Is the letter also up there that the most recent one from the Milford Water Authority saying that they are going to make the users pay and not the township? Is that one also there?
No, it's not
make
the most
the users
one.
Pay and not the township. You mean
right.
The correspondence where the
yes.
Water Authority is telling us that they're not going to be billing
they,
the township
they
after they start collecting?
Letters to the actual residents that use MWA and stating that they were going to be responsible for paying the...
Are you talking about the letter that went out about the increase in the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was on the back of your bill.
Yeah, it's on the back of the bill.
Not
yeah.
My bill. Not the borough, so...
Actually,
yeah,
it was the same letter to everybody.
Yeah.
It's the same to everybody. Yeah.
I just hit the water bill. I didn't see it.
But you're welcome to.
Great. Thank you. I'll pick that up. Good news.
Anything else?
Welcome to the water.
New business. Meeting room for April 30th for Hickory Hills.
I move that we approve Hickory Hills' use of the meeting room under the usual conditions.
Seconded.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Request to use the parking lot for a car wash for Delaware Valley Youth Lacrosse on May 16th.
I move to approve the use by Delaware Valley Lacrosse for May 16th under the usual conditions.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Request to use the meeting room on either May 16th and May 23rd, Greenwood Hills Property Owners Association.
I'll make a motion to approve the use by Greenwood Hills Property Owners Association for May 23rd.
I'll second it.
Under the usual conditions.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any other, can move on, any other public participation?
Your rolled salt bid. You added your
rolled
salt bid
salt
to the agenda.
All right.
Yeah.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we advertise for 500 ton of road salt to be opened on May 4th. At 7:15.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Where are we advertising?
Hmm?
Are we advertising on PennBid or are we advertising?
The local newspapers.
Can we add PennBid?
Prefer not to, but...
I don't know that there are many salt providers that get dispatched.
I also mail it to them.
Okay.
There's only two salt bidders here. American Salt... And they just blew my mind.
Morton's.
Not Morton.
Just a Ford.
Cargill.
Cargill. There's only two. American Salt and Cargill. I send them, personal sending letters from the township. They're the two that do Pennsylvania.
Well, Pemba doesn't have a price, right?
No, but they're a pain in the ass to deal with, I'm telling you that right now. And if you want to deal with them, you do it, because I ain't. I dealt with them on the last bid.
Well, we're going to have to deal, we're going to have to get used to it, right?
It didn't do us any good.
Bid a big package for the facility improvements, so.
Yeah. The last time we did that, their bids were $20,000-$30,000 higher than our lower bid.
I thought we got the winning bid from them.
No, we did not.
From that little tiny company outside of Waymart that we never heard of before.
Yeah, and their bids were $30,000 more than that company.
The ones that came in on Pemba.
Yep. And
hard to tell how that company found it, though. But
I don't know how they.
I would assume that just because they didn't send the bid through on Pemba doesn't mean they didn't see it on Pemba.
The other bidders that did it through Pemba never contacted the township. Not one of them. Mm-hmm. They just bid it.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, this bad business.
I'm trying to understand why it would be so important with salt for them to have a side conversation. And not just bid. It's a tangible item with
salt.
It's very specified.
Salt's just specified. It's rock salt or it's a treated salt. I name what the treated salt is, and that's all it is. I send both the two main salt companies. There's only two: American Salt and Cargill.
Okay. What about Mid-Atlantic Salt?
Who?
Mid-Atlantic.
Mid-Atlantic Salt.
Where are they at, Bill?
I'm not sure. It's been 2 months since I looked. But I mean, we need to be proactive on this. And you advertise in a local paper, that doesn't go anywhere.
But I also sent Cargill and American Salt our bids.
There's another one called Silvi, S-I-L-V-I.
Well, if you can give me the address, the name of them and the addresses, I'll send them. Just like I do the other two.
I wouldn't think that it would be that much of a problem for the salt on Pembid.
I don't know. I don't even remember how to do it.
I think we can find somebody who can help show how to do it.
You want to do it? Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll do both the newspaper and Pembid.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I'll send the other two.
Okay.
Cargill hasn't even bid on anything like that.
So you're going to call the question then, right?
Was there a second? Bob seconded
it.
I think you did second.
Yeah,
right?
Bob second.
Yeah.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So pass.
Hey, next meeting, get on the agenda, zoning fees.
Yes.
I will be at PSATs for the next meeting, so whatever has to come
out. I'll get it to you before that, so you can look at it.
Very good.
I just got to find it. I went to to get it ready for tonight, and for some reason it's not on my computer, so I got to go find the actual printout and redo it, copy it.
Do we need an executive session?
Hang on, another public comment.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
indeed, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Evening, everyone. So a couple of questions. You answered some of them already, but how much longer is there on the data center moratorium? I
think
it was like a 6-month
time frame,
right?
I think we're about 3.5 months in right now. Right. We have about 2.5 more months.
Right, but it sounds like you're just engaging with the third party.
Actually, we have an ordinance that was drafted.
Right.
We were just sent another ordinance by Mike Brzezinski from Pike County Community Planning.
Okay.
You folks
and
Green Township's ordinance. Right? Yeah. You're talking about.
Yeah, Green Township's ordinance. We were sent, and Mr. Fuller and I did review that last week. The Planning Commission reviewed it at their last meeting, and we are going to incorporate the best parts of that ordinance into what we previously had and try to have it for the supervisors at the next workshop in May.
At the next workshop for a vote or just for review?
No, it'll be for review, and then they'll vote on it. They're recommending May.
So I'm thinking like, so what happens if you run out in 3.5 months and you don't have anything, and you don't have anything in place?
We're not gonna run out.
Okay.
Not without enacting something else.
All right, well, that was my concern, so that's good news. Section 407 sounds like it's still under review or development. That's not finished yet?
407 is very close. Mr. Fuller and I, during that same meeting, we did all four ordinances, the warehouse standards, the 407, data centers, and we also discussed some other changes that we were talking about. But I'm hoping that all of it will be available for the Planning Commission at their next workshop, because we're not having one Thursday night.
That sounds like a lot to review.
Yeah, at the regular meeting.
Sounds like a lot to review.
Well, we've been reviewing it right along, so yes. it's just updates.
Okay. Yeah, this is all just, we're at the stage of coordinating the best things.
How close do we think you?
If I had to say anything, it would be the end of May.
And the beginning of May?
End of May.
Okay. All right.
Maybe June.
Sounds like every day we get halfway there. You know, it's like,
well, we have to send to the county for review for 30 days.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, when does the moratorium expire?
About 2.5 months.
Yeah, I think it's 2.5-3 months.
I mean, 30 days of that for the county to review. That one, and that's assuming that they don't have changes.
For that ordinance?
Yeah, we'll have it in place before the moratorium expires. Okay. Or we'll have a new moratorium.
Well, is that an option? I mean, if it expires, you could apply for it again? I mean,
well, there'll be something pending before that.
Okay, so as long as something.
So in other
pending,
words, it's advertised. Right. Once it's advertised.
Once it's advertising.
It's pending.
Then
it's
it can
pending.
Be.
Okay. I can sleep well tonight.
You're welcome. I'll tell you what, that the somebody who was here earlier talked about, could you bring it up, Bob? About the clear cutting of all
Archibald
247.
Yeah, that was Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I drive by that almost every day, Bill.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's a little, right below where they cleared everything out, there is an industrial park. It's actually in Oliphant, the borough of Oliphant. Where the clearing is in Jefferson Township. But I understand that the way they do this now is they leave large buffer areas between these warehouses and data centers. And there's supposedly four warehouses that have been approved for construction. And I have a funny feeling that they're not going to be warehouses.
Usually the designs, you know, how they incorporate them.
I have a funny feeling that they're going to be data centers. They were approved as warehouses, but there's no plans yet.
What about ICE detention centers?
Possibly.
That's Schuylkill is dealing with that.
Yeah, Schuylkill still took a warehouse.
They took an existing warehouse that had been operational and empty. What's happening is
that used to be the mall.
When the Lurdas run out,
yeah,
they shop for a different lease somewhere that still has
Lurda. The county built their prison where the mall used to be, and where the warehouse that you're talking about is the back part of the mall.
I'm fairly certain that there was an action already taken to put a stop on that, because it doesn't have adequate water facilities and sewer facilities for housing a large volume of people.
That was on site, where the mall was right there. Yeah. That's in the ground septic.
So I got a question.
Yes, Bill.
Does the township zoning, does it have the ability to say, hey, data centers, they got to be 50 to 70% self-sufficient. Data centers got to use chiller systems, not an existing source of water. I mean, are those definite things that can be put into a zoning project or a zoning rule?
The one zoning ordinance that I have looked at most recently requires the applicant to provide its own power and its own cooling, without burdening the municipal power supply or water supply.
There you go.
The conditions have to be deemed to be
reasonable.
If not, they can be overturned in court. And B, be careful what you ask for, because, exactly, you know, that's not very specific. But if they have to have their own power, you're probably getting one of those small nuclear reactors. So are you prepared to handle the way that they go about doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Our ordinance states that if a lot of water gets depleted, then they have to explain, the applicant has to explain that.
Yeah, that they can't deplete, so that they deplete neighbors' water supplies. Right. It does.
That's also
protection. I'm sure that the data center ordinance will require a closed loop system that isn't continuously drawing fresh water.
I think the one that John and I took a look at the other day, it was actually requiring hydrogeologic studies to determine that the water usage rate would not exceed the aquifer's ability to recharge. And that's a real tough scientific determination.
You also looking at whether the vibration would do damage to the potability of the water?
Yeah, the noise is unbelievable.
Well, I'm told that the noise that they can, if you make them in the ordinance, they will construct to a standard that you don't audibly hear them outside.
Yeah, I mean, even the power plant over in Jessup is just, you would not believe driving by that, how noisy it is.
But it's been there a while.
Been there 5 years, 5 to 10 years.
Right. So, but anything that's on the cutting edge, like, you know, that's the problem with being one of the first ones to get an application like this, is you haven't learned from any of the people who had some bad experiences yet to know what you need to be protecting yourself from, right? And here in Pennsylvania, we're just starting to roll out, you know, what are the kind of best practices to do this.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the state legislature is going to do. We're being proactive. This is a good thing. But
there's nothing to say state's not going to come in and override.
They can come in and
I've seen both. There's legislation pending on both sides.
Right.
Oh, they got it. Yeah, it's already there.
They can come in and say, hey, we're going to treat this like oil and gas. You guys, you could say where it goes, but
that's
we're
been
in
proposed.
Charge of,
yeah.
we're
but
in charge
also
of
the opposite's been proposed.
Yeah.
Statewide moratoriums have been proposed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's legislation moving on both sides, and we don't know where it will end up.
We don't know. That's what happened when we went to bulk oil facilities.
Yeah.
When we started with that.
Outdoor storage of bulk oil, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They overrode all the municipal ordinances on it.
Oil and gas and bulk sales.
And one of the biggest things with that was they could put a bulk storage oil tank 10 feet off a residential property.
Which is pretty scary if you live on that residential property.
And that's that's because they took it away. I mean, right now they're looking at the affordable housing stuff. And they're talking about taking over the zoning from the municipalities.
Yes.
And they want to make it to where any one-family house property could be a two-family house property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you run into lots of problems there. You run into lots of problems with water. You run into lots of problems with sewage.
All right, Mr. Gary.
Any other public participation?
Is the date updated in the
what else you want to talk
land
about?
Development? I saw some November dates in there.
The what?
I mean, that plan, the land.
This plan is not signable. They're going to bring back a new one.
But do they ever update the date? Because I have seen some November and December dates, I think.
That's
there.
The December plan.
That's a December.
Mm-hmm.
December 18th.
But it was
within the same plan,
you're
saying.
When you get it back.
We'll send a revised plan set with the note added, and it'll be the most up-to-date set.
Yeah, because I've been seeing all the updates, and I've been seeing the November date with all the updates.
So they should update the date on the plan set, is what she's telling you.
Yeah, the date should be updated.
There should be a lot of
I think it says both November and December to identify that It's the updated in December, but December is...
Yeah,
but this is stamped in that she just got it in March.
March, right. So there, because not every sheet gets updated.
Just make sure.
So there's revision dates here. So like we always leave the original date on, and then we add the revisions date. So this one's dated 12/18.
Oh, yeah. So that's
25.
The original date?
Okay. Yeah, so the original date's down here, and then in the revisions, that's we always add the revision date. Because some sheets get revised,
what
some sheets don't get
revised. What was the original date that the plan was submitted?
I don't know the original date the plans were submitted off the top of my head, but the original date on the plans is 11/13/25.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Right, it was right before the Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Before we go anywhere... we approved it pending, however, we don't know when we'll get it. Do we need to act on the extension?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the extension, the 90-day extension that AutoZone authorized for signature of these plans, because we don't know how long it will take them to get them to us. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So fast. Nothing else?
Okay, what is the extension for? I'm sorry.
For taking it, for signing the plan.
If municipalities don't finish this process within the time that's required in the municipal planning code, then it can be deemed approved by virtue of the fact that the municipality failed to act. But the applicant has been going through this process with us in a very friendly manner, and they granted us the right to extend the time frame. We have to make sure we do it, otherwise we fail to act.
Well, what's the next step? That was my other
The next question. Step is for them to bring the revised plans in
revised
so we can sign them.
For us to sign.
That's all.
Everything else is done at this point, so it should be relatively easy.
The only thing left is to pay the bills and adjourn. I'll make a motion to pay the bills with a change in paying Northeast Parts Group. We have a $900 credit, which we will rewrite the check and subtract that from the payment.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So, as I understand, the data center ordinance